Hi, this is dictation for Ray Jayzo, R-A-Y-J-A-J-O. Date of birth is 4-15-1994. Date of accident 6-11-2023. Date of service is procedure. Date of procedure is 1-19-2024. The procedures that are being done today is prepatellar bursa injection of the left knee, distal quadriceps tendon injection of the left knee, right supraspinatus tendon injection, and right. So the medical indications are as follows. The patient has been suffering from pain since the time of accident, which is 6-11-2023. Subsequently, patient has tried physical therapy, conservative treatment, medications, has not been no relief. The MRI does show supraspinatus tendinosis of the right supraspinatus, right shoulder, and AC joint osteoarthritis. And patient has a difficult time lifting the arm in forward flexion and abduction beyond 120 degrees. Also, in the left knee, patient is found to have an MRI positive finding of quadriceps tendinosis of the distal part and prepatellar bursitis. An injection of each of these areas is being considered as a adequate treatment to bring healing, improve the ADLs, and decrease the need for pain medications. These injections are being done according to the protocol. Supraspinatus tendon injection of the right side, 2 injections were provided, 5 cc each, as the patient is a humongous big guy, and to cover all the areas. Then AC joint was not injected today, as patient didn't want it to lie down for fluoroscopy. Next, the attention was taken to the distal part of quadriceps tendon injection. After exposing the knee and cleaning with the betadine and alcohol, the area of the quadriceps tendon, post proximal and distal, were both identified. Distal part was marked, and an injection with 5 cc syringe consisting of number 25 needle 1.5 inch was used to inject into the tendon successfully without any complications. Next, the area of prepatellar area was identified, and injection was carried out to the prepatellar bursa with 5 cc's of dexamethasone and Marcaine, and an ACE bandage was applied. 5 inch ACE bandage. Patient tolerated the procedure very good. He was also provided a prescription for Percocet 10 over 325 two times a day, and also an MRI for brain with neuroquant and SWI has been ordered, as he has a continuous symptoms of TBI. In addition, a repeat MRI at M1 imaging regarding the thoracic and lumbar region is being ordered. And the reason is that previous MRI showed a bone marrow swelling at the area of T11, T12 and L1 vertebral bodies, that patient has been complaining of extreme pain. He also has extreme pain in the lower part of the back as well, in the midline. And hence a re-evaluation is being carried out in case there is an AMS at the Basha diagnostics. So he's being referred to M1 imaging for this. Thank you.